The terms of the negotiations prohibited either the Imperial or Republic delegations from posting external security around the High Council building and compound. Instead, both had their extended delegations posted in nearby cities. Moving with force-augmented speed, Aaron easily avoided the Alderaanian guards posted on the grounds of the compound. A canine with one of the guard teams must have caught her smell. It growled as she passed, but before the guards could turn on their infrared scanners, Aaron was already 100 meters away. She did not exit through any of the checkpoints. Instead, she picked her way among the gardens until she reached the compound's walls, veined in green creepers blooming with yellow and white flowers. Without slowing, she drew on the force, leapt into the air, and arced over the 5-meter wall. She hit the ground on the other side, free. To her surprise, she did not feel a pull to turn back. She took this as a sign that she had made the right decision. The High Council building perched atop a wooden hill. Winding roads, steams, and scenic footpaths led down the hill to a small resort town nestled at its foot. Lights from the town's buildings blinked through the streets and other foliage. The susurrus of traffic and city life carried up the hill. It was late, but not so late that she couldn't hail an air car taxi and get to the spaceport before her absence was noted. Without looking back, she sped off into the night. When she reached town, she located a line of automated air car taxis parked outside an open-air eatery filled with young people. A Rhodian chef manned the central grill, his arms a whirl of cleavers and knives. The smell of roasted meat, smoke, and a spice she could not place filled the air. Music blared from speakers, the bass causing the ground to vibrate. She kept her hood drawn over her face and hopped into the first taxi in line. The anthropomorphic droid driver put an elbow on the seat and turned to face her. It wore a ridiculous cloth hat designed to make it look more human. Given her own fragile emotions, Aaron was pleased to have a droid driver. Droids were voids to her empathic sense.
"Destination, please."
"The Essene spaceport," she answered.
"Very good, mistress."
The door of the taxi closed, the engine started, and the car climbed into the air. The town fell away underneath them. The droid's social programming kicked in, and it tried to make small talk designed to put a passenger at ease.
"Are you from Alderaan, mistress?"
"No,"
Aaron said.
"Ah, then may I recommend that you try..."
"I have no need for conversation," she said. "Please drive in silence."
"Yes, mistress."
Once the taxi took position at commercial altitude and fell into a lane, the droid accelerated the taxi to a few 100 kilometers per hour. They'd make the spaceport in 30 minutes. She considered powering on the in-car vid screen, but decided against it. Instead, she looked out the window at other traffic, at the dark Alderaanian terrain.
"Spaceport ahead, mistress,"